A lot of schools back from spring break this week and a lot of requests on yesterday's transcript page. Here are three of them. St. Clair Middle School is in St. Clair, Michigan. It's where the Saints go marching in. Smith Station High School is in Smith Station, Alabama. I think we've seen you here as well. Great to have the Panthers. And from the city of Playa del Carmen in the state of Quintana Roo, Mexico, welcome to our viewers at Colegio Ingles. The city of San Diego, California is just one part of San Diego County where 3.3 million people live. About 20% of school-aged children there live in poverty. Some have never seen the ocean despite living just miles from it. The founder of the Ocean Discovery Institute says their world can be very small. So she started a nonprofit program that offers classroom activities, field trips, and community projects to inspire budding scientists.
City Heights is only 20 minutes from the ocean, and yet it's completely disconnected in many ways. It's a high poverty community, low graduation rates, high crime, infrequent opportunities for science or nature access. Today, we have one microscope for you. I run an organization that empowers young people through the ocean sciences.
Yes.
We work with about 6,000 kids a year in the City Heights community, from pre-K through college and beyond.
That one is a different species. So you actually found a whole totally different species in there.
So by exposing them to ocean science, they get curious.
What is there? It's moving, Daddy. Juliana, it's moving.
When they're in the third grade and they come on our field trip, they see the ocean and they gasp because it's literally the first time many of them have ever seen the ocean.
They took me swimming, my first swimming lesson. We went tide pooling with scientists. It felt exciting and I felt like I was in paradise.
What's this?
Brain coral.
That's a brain coral, right.
We think of everything as a living laboratory. It's important that students get to actually understand the environment as a context for science exploration and discovery. These are barnacles and they attach with their heads. You can study technology, engineering, mathematics, all through studying the ocean. This is a career field that students from very diverse communities don't pursue, and our students are pursuing them at unprecedented rates.
Working side by side with all the amazing scientists gave me that feeling that maybe I can make a difference in the world. I was really inspired to study marine biology in college.
Hey, you guys, check out the Pea Olympus.
Cool.
Wow.
All kids need science opportunities. Our students who go through these programs, they succeed whatever path it is they take.
In an era of wingsuits, drones, and hoverboards, makes sense someone would build something like this. Jetpack, meet hoverboard, meet risk. This invention by a company that makes water flyboards appears to use no water at all, opting instead for what looks like a jet turbine engine. The company says it can go 10,000 feet high and more than 90 miles per hour, and it doesn't come with a safety net. This is just a prototype. It's not for sale at this point, though we got to admit it looks pretty fly. The guy who tested it stands out. He certainly could star as the hero in The Airborne Identity or the villain in Turbinator. We should probably jet. I'm Carl Azuz, and that wraps up today's Hoverage.